Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Lee from Lee and Keys Real Talk Podcast. But it's Friday Night Fire with the Three Bros Fantasy Football Show. Tonight I got my brother Jermaine out of North Carolina. What's up, bro? What you up to?
Man, what's up, family, man? Team here looking forward to a great weekend of football and getting knee-deep in these fantasy playoffs, bro.
That's right, man. Semifinals this week. NFL.com, they playoff start this week. But I still think it's semifinals. I think only the top four teams make it in there. Our brother called tonight. He won't be joining us, but that's okay. We'll hold him down. We've been playing fantasy football together for years now. All three of us are in the semifinals this weekend in three different leagues, I think. We don't consider ourselves experts, but we do know some things about football and fantasy football, and more importantly, winning fantasy football league championships. But tonight, me and my bro, we're going to talk about the game last night between the Chargers and the Raiders, you know, as far as a fantasy perspective. We're going to talk about all week one playoff results, some good, some bad, and then we're going to get to the meat and potatoes of the show. We're going to tell you which players you should sit this week and which players should definitely be in your lineup as you try to seek a championship. Or you might be playing the consolation round, but, you know, you're still being competitive. Time permitting, me and my bro will give you some sleepers as well. But, bro, like always, man, let's start the show off talking some real football. You know, last week, Jalen Hurts got a big win versus New Orleans. And I was reading a lot of places that some people picking on Jalen Hurts up this week for their semifinals, man. We're going to talk real football, then we're going to talk fantasy football.
Absolutely.
How shocked were you at how good he performed? And secondly, would you take a flyer on him this week in your semifinals?
Man, I'm telling you, surprise. I've always liked this kid. Hurts to me, I really think he's a winner. He has that winner's DNA to him. And the thing I was wondering about is if Peterson would actually fit the game plan around his strengths. So he really put him in position to succeed. But again, nobody I don't think would have guessed he would have had so much success going up against the number one defense in the league. I was flabbergasted. I thought he was like, yo, dude. He really lifted the gameplay of his teammates. But trusting him in the semifinals, guys, I don't know if I would do that just yet. Yes, he had a good game, but this is so critical to get as many points consistently as you can. I don't think it's a great shot to go out here and go on a limb and trusting him in one of the most crucial point-getting positions in fantasy football.
Yeah, man. Me personally, I wouldn't pick him up this week. This is going to be his first road game. And, you know, guys play differently on the road. You know, last week he was playing at home, friendly confines. So, it's just different when you go on the road. Although Arizona's defense isn't the toughest defense, they did show up last week against the Giants. So, me personally, I wouldn't pick him up. But I probably like play him with DraftKings or something like that because he's going to be really cheap. And that way you can like shore up other positions in your DraftKings. But as far as like picking him up for my fantasy life, nah, I can't do it, man. I would roll with what I got, or I would look for somebody that has a more favorable matchup. And that's probably got some experience too. I wouldn't put my fantasy life in the hands of Jalen Hurts. But he did look good last week. I really didn't know what kind of defense the Saints were running. They defense just kind of like, I was like, whoa, what are they doing? He can't run. It ain't like he's a statue. Yeah. It was like they was playing him to just sit in the pocket. Nah, man, he ain't going to sit in the pocket. So, their defense kind of shocked me last week. But let's move on to the hot topic of the day, bro. The Saints announced today that Drew Brees started Sunday versus Kansas City after having 11 cracked ribs and a punctured lung, man. We going to come straight from the fantasy point on this one. No real football. We coming straight from fantasy. How does Drew Brees coming back affect fantasy owners this week?
Man, bro. I think the thing is
and Michael Thomas is out.
Oh, man, that really muddles it. So the thing about it, if Taysom Hill, he's averaged over 22 points and I think all but every start, it really puts a damper on him because with Thomas out and Taysom Hill in, he can still produce, man, because he can run. He's a dual threat. And Brees coming off and playing Kansas City with that pass rush, man, you got Chris Jones collapsing the pocket in the middle. You got good edge rushers there. I can't trust them, Moo. I can't trust the man because he's going to get sacked. He's going to get hit going up against that front four, and he's going to have to sit back and pass versus the Chiefs even just to keep up. So I don't know if that would be a great option, man. What do you think?
Man, I got Drew Brees in a couple of leagues, and I'm not playing him, bro. I mean, I'm tempted to, but I'm worried that, you know, I'll be pissed if he have a big game, but you know, man, if he get hit and he only play a series or a half, man, then you just stuck. So, but one thing, I don't think Drew would get out there if he wasn't, you know, if he wasn't at least 85-90%, you know. But far as the fantasy side, Michael Thomas being out is definitely going to hurt. But I think it opens up Emmanuel Sanders, Tre'Quan Smith, of course, Taysom Hill, and Alvin Kamara. Welcome back to the fantasy party, buddy. Because you're going to get to run it and you're going to get to catch it. So I'm definitely high on Kamara this week. But I'll just be worried about starter Drew Brees, man. But if I was playing the consolation round, I would probably play. But if I'm playing in the semifinals, I got to go elsewhere unless I don't have a quarterback that has a good matchup. Let's say if I had Kirk Cousins going against Chicago, do I want to play Drew Brees against Kansas City, or do I want to play Kirk Cousins against Chicago? I would probably lean towards playing Drew Brees against Kansas City because they're going to have to score points, bro. If they don't score points, they're going to get ran up off that dome. Because if you don't come, Kansas City getting off the bus scoring 30. They getting off the bus scoring 30. So,
automatic. That's on the board, automatic.
That's automatic, bro. So I'm quite sure that Sean Payton probably thought about that coming into the game. But I'm going to do something. I'm going to look at the NFC standings. Because if the standings aren't, like, because they not going to catch Green Bay.
Nope.
Because Green Bay got the head-to-head with them. And Green Bay, I think, has an easier schedule than them. But my thing is, if you can't catch Green Bay, why bring back Drew Brees? So
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the conference standings. Green Bay and New Orleans tied. I guess that's why you do it. They're both 10-3, but Green Bay got the head-to-head, And Green Bay plays Tennessee week 17. So, that's why. That's probably why they're bringing them. That's probably why they're playing them. It probably don't have nothing to do with the opponent, because I don't think Taysom Hill can get you 30 points against Kansas City. So, but look, man, last week was week one of the playoffs. I lost to you. Man, I was so mad. Lamar overthrew Andrews. Oh my God. I was like, man, all you got to do is drop that in there and I win. That was a touchdown.
Yes.
Bro,
yes.
I was like, man, come on, man. But then I came back and beat Carl on Monday night. He was up by 16, and I had Chubb. I had Chubb going into Monday night. So, you know, how was your week one in the playoffs?
Man, I went 3-0. And the biggest thing is, like you told me last week, and you said it multiple times here, man, you got to trust your gut. And instead of going, of course, with emotion, I went with the hardcore facts. And it ended up in me making some solid decisions. And, you know, points is everything, man. Even if it's not going to be – we're not going for a knockout haymaker. We're just trying to get some body jabs. So I just put people in there who I knew we're going to put something on the board consistently. And it paid out, man. I tell you, man, it just paid out, man. It just paid out huge.
Yeah, man, I know, like, for me, last week, I had a decision last week. Let me pull it up. Because I went out and I picked up Phillip Rivers last week. Because I was like, man, I can't trust this. So I picked up Phillip Rivers, and Rivers had a big game. I was like, yes, sir, that's what I needed. I want to say it was against you. Yeah, I want to say
let me see.
It was in the crew league. I picked up Phillip Rivers, and I was like, yo, I needed a quarterback, and I just didn't want to go with Kirk Cousins, man. Kirk Cousins had been good, but I just didn't trust him on the road. So I picked him up and I played Rivers, and I was just like, all right, Phil, you got to get me there, bro. Lo and behold, he did, man.
Actually, it was with
my military buddies. It was in Friday Night Lights. I picked up Phillip Rivers. But
man, that's solid.
But man, you know, man, because I had Kirk Cousins, Drew Brees was on the bench. I just couldn't trust them, man. I was just like, man, I got to find somebody with a better matchup. I almost got so desperate, I almost picked up Trubisky. It wouldn't have been a bad move because he had a good game.
He had a good game.
Yep. But look, man, so what's your thought process going into the semifinals this week?
So – now let me go to my big board, man. To me, I got a lot of great matchups, man. But you hit it just now. I'm going off matchups, and it's so crucial, man. There's a lot of good matchups here that I'm going for. But the biggest thing I'm looking for, too, guys, is weather. And I know the Denver game, I think you guys got snow up there right now, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to but it ain't nothing real serious, though. Because they probably had the field covered. And Saturday, tomorrow, it's supposed to be, actually pretty nice tomorrow.
Good deal.
And the game is tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, tomorrow is Saturday,
man.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So tomorrow is partly sunny. High 45, lower 17. So it's gonna be our. Plus, they that's Buffalo. So they used to play in the cold.
Yeah. But it's just like I'm just going off my matchups. I'm checking my weather, but I'm not. I don't want. There's no deep sleeper that I'm playing. If you're playing like me in the semifinals, man, I can't take risks. So I'm not taking no risks. I'm just putting guys who I know who have solid matchups who are producing. Of course, you know, my James Robinson. Honestly, guys, my Keenan Allen, but I would have never expected that last night. But Herbert made up for it. But I'm just wanting to put guys in there with the great matchups and watching the weather, man. So I'm just sticking to my guns, move. What got me here, bro?
Man, I had a bye last week in one league, and the toughest decision I got two tough decisions. One of them is pretty simple. I got Antonio Gibson going against Seattle at home coming off turf toe. That's the tough one.
Yep.
Man, but my running backs are solid because I got Chris Carson going against Washington. I got Wayne Gallman going against Cleveland. I got Miles Sanders going against Arizona. But I'm like, they all been solid. But Gibson, man, I want to play Gibson over Gallman. But I'm just scared, man, because turf toe is an injury that you can't mess around with, man. Turf toe is an injury that forced Deion Sanders basically to retire. So, hey, man, that's the only decision as far as running back that I got. And then my second major decision is Tom Brady or Jared Goff. I got Brady going against Atlanta, and I got Jared Goff going against the Jets.
Okay. I'm going Brady on that one, bro. I'm going Brady all day with Atlanta. All day move. Because Atlanta, they give up, I think it's the second most versus quarterbacks in the league. I'm going with Brady. I would go with Brady, man. I'm starting him in our other league, in All-Stars.
Yeah, man. Man, I know, man. I want to go with Brady so bad, man, but something telling me that McVay is going to run it up on the Jets, man. But the thing is, though, I think Atlanta can score points, too. Even with Julio being out, I think Atlanta can score points against Tampa Bay defense because Atlanta's strength is Tampa Bay's weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay's secondary isn't the best.
Exactly.
And Matt Ryan can still throw it. So I got a couple decisions I got to make. But, you know, you hinted at it last night. We had the Chargers versus the Raiders. The Chargers ended up winning the game. Justin Herbert owners are happy.
Yes.
You know, Darren Waller owners are super happy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Josh Jacobs owners are happy. But the story of the game to me, fantasy-wise, is Keenan Allen.
Yes, man.
I don't know what happened last night with my man Keenan. I got Keenan on three teams. He had 2 points last night, bro. And he wasn't injured.
Yeah, man. What was going on with him? Was it a hamstring or a calf or what was it?
Something happened, I don't know, dog. I do not know because it was just like because he came out, he caught a pass, and then the next thing I know, he wasn't even on the field no more. Then he came back in the fourth quarter for like one play.
Yeah, man. That stuff like that, you know, like you were saying about Gibson, if injuries and stuff, like you said, there was no inclination of him being hurt, and I'm thinking that's why you, in situations like this in the playoffs, man, you got to be so doggone strategic, man, because I don't think nobody would have foreshadowed him getting, like, I got 1.6 in this other league with him for stuff like that, man. But I think in a situation like this week, in that game right there, Herbert, man, Herbert's a beast, dude. He was still able to sit here and produce. Guyton came out of nowhere, and he was able to pick up the slack. Four catches, 91 yards. Tyron Johnson, 61 yards. So, man, they got weapons, man. So even though he didn't produce, he was still able to get, you know, some solid points. I think he gave me like 36 points last night, Herbert. And so, yeah, man, even regardless, he still can produce.
Yeah, man, I'm just worried, man, because if I was in a three wide receiver league, I wouldn't be so worried. But in a two wide receiver league and my main guy got me two points, I'm worried, bro. I hate to lose my game because of Keenan Allen, man, because he's been such a stud all year, dog. Man, I'm really, really worried, bro. But, you know, man, ain't nothing you can do now once you put your lineup in. But I just did a Google search, and they wasn't for sure he was going to play Thursday night because of a hamstring injury. So,
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. So it's like, damn. But I mean, I'll probably once I heard he was playing, you're not gonna sit him.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
can't.
Really, are you gonna sit him?
Yeah, can't, man. You can't.
So
I mean, what do you think about next week though? When next week coming up, that's really when the big decision is going to come, you know.
Well, they get 10 days off, though.
Yeah.
So he get the rest of this week, and then he get all early next week to get back right.
Mm-hmm.
So he get 10 days. So I probably wouldn't give it a second thought playing him in a championship either, unless they say he re-aggravated it or he's still questionable, then I would start to worry.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would start to worry.
Yeah.
But, you know, man. But let's talk about this guy last night, Darren Waller, bro.
Man.
Waller has been on fire the last 3 weeks. I got him in one of my leagues, and he had 9 catches for 150 and 1 touchdown. He got me 27.5 points last night.
Yeah, man. I got him in 2 of mine, and I'm going up against him in the Big Clark League, man. That dude is unstoppable, man. Him beating, I forget his name, man. He was a good corner, too. I forget his name, but he beat him straight line. On that catch on the sideline, that was beautiful, bro. Man, dude, the way Waller's been playing, guys, you might can even put him as a flex. I'm serious, man. That dude is putting up some good numbers, and he is going to be the key of a lot of people getting to the next round of the playoffs coming up, man.
Yeah, man, I'm looking at your matchup with Dwight. Yeah, man, I'm hoping that Keenan Allen don't come back to hurt you, bro.
Man, I hope not.
At his wide receivers. He got Deontay Johnson going against Cincinnati. He already how the hell did we let him get DK and Tyreek?
I'm looking at it. That's ridiculous. So you
want
a marathon?
Damn, did we fall asleep in the draft? He must have. All right, he must have took Tyreek Hill number one, and then he must have took because he got Clyde Edwards-Helaire too.
Yeah, he drafted well, bro. I looked at his squad. I said, man, the only thing is Mostert. He might not be totally healthy, and he might have to split up a lot of carries with Jeff Wilson. And
well, if I was him, I would probably go with Damian Harris anyway. I would probably go Damian Harris on the monster. I mean, that's just me because Damian Harris has been nothing less than 80 yards every game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just been that good. And I wouldn't want to put my fantasy livelihood on Mostert. So
yeah.
But look, man, let's have some fun, man. Big Bro ain't here tonight, so let's tell these people who they need to have in their lineup and who they need to sit this week. Give me a quarterback you looking at sitting this week.
Man, I'm looking at sitting Deshaun Watson versus Indy, man. His last 2 weeks, Deshaun Watson, he's only had one touchdown, one interception. I think he's really feeling the pain, man, of losing Fuller. And he didn't have Cooks either. So Cooks may be back this week, but he just really been inconsistent, and Indy has really been falling, man. They're giving up the fewest points to quarterbacks so far this year. And I would definitely go with a better option if you got one than Deshaun.
Yeah, I think in one league I got Deshaun Watson and Jared Goff, and I'm starting Jared Goff over Deshaun Watson this week. One quarterback I would say to sit, if you got Daniel Jones, sit him. Because I don't think he's healthy, man. And he just didn't look good last week against Arizona. I think that's an easy sit. But I'm going with Andy Dalton, man. Sit Andy Dalton versus San Francisco. The Niners defense is healthy again. And boy, they look really good against our offense last week, the Washington offense. They stopped the run, and they was good against the pass. And Zeke really not giving you anything. So I would probably sit Andy Dalton this week. If you got Andy Dalton, look elsewhere. Probably look to pick up Phillip Rivers. Try to roll with Mitchell Trubisky against Minnesota. But I would probably look elsewhere for sure if you got Andy Dalton, man. All right, bro, give me a running back that you sitting this week.
Man, it seems like we beat up Ezekiel every week, so I'm going to give him a pass, man. But Melvin Gordon versus Buffalo, he's been dealing with a shoulder injury. He hasn't scored since week seven, but once, man. So the Bills, man, you see how they put the clamps on Steelers. Even though the Steelers' running game is pathetic, I just don't really see Melvin Gordon being a real big, you know, difference maker this week. It's more of a Phillip Lindsay game, I feel, Moo. And I just think he's not going to have a big impact on this game coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Actually, I think tomorrow, if I'm Denver, tomorrow's more of a Phillip Lindsay game than a Melvin Gordon game. Because Lindsey catches the ball better. And Lindsey is more decisive in his running. He puts his foot in the dirt and he hits it. Whereas Gordon dances a little bit. And against Buffalo, you can't do that because their front seven is real speedy. And their safety definitely support the run better.
Yeah.
So I would probably, if I had Lindsey, I would probably lean towards playing Lindsey over Gordon. This is another guy we've been beating up, man, Todd Gurley. I'm not going to beat him up this week. This might come out of right field to some people, but if you've been following, you shouldn't be surprised. I'm not playing Clyde Edwards-Helaire versus New Orleans, man. A lot of people probably drafted him in the first round, but he just hasn't had the year that most owners expected him to have, especially running the ball. When they get to like first and goal inside the five, he just can't score, man. He can't score. It's like he loses yards when he gets that far, when they get that far deep in on their opponent territory. I don't expect him to be good in the run game, but as far as PPR, I think he'll have a solid game in PPR. But overall, if you can go elsewhere, probably go elsewhere. I would probably start Mike Davis this week going against Green Bay.
Yeah.
Or I would go with if Fournette is out there, I would probably go with Fournette going against Atlanta because Fournette is going to be the lead back this week. But I just don't trust Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I have him on two of my teams, and I'm not playing him this week, bro. I'm going elsewhere. All right, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, give me a wide receiver or two that you're looking at sitting this week.
Man, Scary Terry versus Seattle, bro. Jamal Adams, man, this dude's a beast, man. I knew when he came back, Seattle, ever since he's been back, Seattle's been playing some really good defense, man. And Scary Terry, he's had, I think it was like fewer than 5 points in his last two games. So, you know, our passing game is erratic. We don't know what's going on with Alex Smith, but that's another thing. But Scary Terry, man, nah, man. Fantasy-wise, right now, the last seven games, Seattle's been giving up the third fewest points a game. So they're really hitting on all cylinders. Go another route, y'all.
Yeah, man. I'm going with a duo, man. I'm going with AJ Green and Tyler Boyd, man. I was sitting up versus Pittsburgh. I know both of them have solid games versus Dallas defense, but Dallas defense and Pittsburgh defense are two different leagues. So you're probably super excited if you got AJ Green because he had a good game. But I think you need to temper your expectations going against Pittsburgh. I will probably look elsewhere. I will probably, like, try to pick up I don't even know who you can go out there and pick up. Maybe David Moore with Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, Andy Isabella with Arizona, or see if Golden Tate is available. Outside of that, I just don't see Cincinnati wide receivers having a good game going against Pittsburgh on Monday night.
Nah.
All right, my man. Let's keep it pushing. What tight end are you sitting this week?
I'm sitting Dalton Schultz versus the 49ers. He's been up and down, man. He's been up and down pretty much all year. Again, you know, the 49ers, even though Fred Warner, he got injured last week, even without him, they've still been pretty solid. You still got Greenlaw. You still got a good pass rush. But he's not being consistent. You might can still grab like a Logan Thomas off of the waivers. He's been hot lately. I would pick up somebody like him, but I wouldn't go with Schultz this week.
Yeah, man, I wrote down Dalton Schultz too, man. Dalton Schultz was, I think if Dak would have stayed healthy, he probably had a chance of making the Pro Bowl. But I think he was in line to have a big year with Dak.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Andy Dalton, he throws to the three wide receivers Dallas has, man. He throws to the running back out the backfield. Dalton Schultz is like maybe the third or fourth read on a given play. So, yeah, I had Dalton Schultz written down too. But I'm going with Will Disley of Seattle, man, going against the Washington football team. Our defense, at the beginning of the year, you could kill us in the middle of the field. We was giving it up to tight ends in the middle of the field. But since they put Curl in there, our defense has definitely shut down the middle of the field, and we defend slot receivers and tight ends better. And to be honest, between Disley and Hollister, they've been a zero factor in Seattle's offense. Greg Olsen wasn't doing nothing. So, basically, if you got a Seattle tight end, it's probably going to be hard for you to pick up anybody unless you go out and get the tight end for Arizona, which is Arnold, who's had a touchdown in the last 2 weeks, I think. You might be able to pick him up. Or if Kittle hasn't been picked up in your league, you might be able to sneak and pick him up. So, but outside of that, you might just have to watch Will Disley become a zero factor against the Washington football team Sunday because our defense is that good. Give me a defense. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I was going to say you done probably helped a lot of people probably win a Week 16 matchup because it's getting killed off of IR. Yeah, that was a good pick, man.
Yeah, man. I had him in one league, and that league, we didn't have an IR position. So I ended up dropping him, and I picked up Logan Thomas. And then I think Tuesday it came out that he had practice and he probably played Sunday. But I didn't get a chance to pick him up, so, you know, it is what it is. But give me a defense you sitting this week, bro.
So, defense, I'm sitting New Orleans, bro. New Orleans, number one. They were number one defense coming in last week before Hurts chopped them up. Man, you're going up against a future Hall of Famer and one of the most prolific offenses probably in the last about 10, 15 years. It is going to be a slugfest. There's no way if Jalen Hurts can do that to them, just think what Mahomes is going to do to them. So definitely bench New Orleans.
Yeah, man, I was definitely shocked by the way New Orleans played last weekend against Jalen Hurts. They just did some uncharacteristic things to me, and the scheme they played was definitely like they were playing a pocket passer. You really can't play a pocket passer against a guy that can run. So that whole scheme they played last week was dumb. But they might be able to play the same scheme with Patrick Mahomes because he can run, but he doesn't want to run. But I'm going with Arizona, man. I know a lot of people probably picked the Arizona thing because they're playing Jalen Hurts. But Arizona defense, I mean, they played good last week against the Giants.
Yeah.
But Daniel Jones was hurt, and he really wasn't scrambling around and moving around like he normally does. So you think they're going to get 8 sacks this week? No. I think Hurts can move. I think he's going to use his legs to make plays downfield. Outside of Hassan Reddick, Arizona really don't have a pass rush, and their secondary ain't what it used to be. So, I think Philly has a chance to put some points on the board again this week against Arizona. So, I would definitely say Arizona this week going against Philly and Jalen Hurts making his first start on the road. I also had Atlanta. Atlanta was playing good, but, man, they got carved up last week. So, they're going to get lit up again this week going against Tom Brady. So, yeah, man, stay away from Atlanta and Arizona's defenses. And my brother say stay away from New Orleans defense this week. All right, the meat and potatoes, man. We're trying to help people win they semifinal matchup this week. Give me a quarterback you looking to start, bro.
Man, I'm going Ryan Tannehill versus Detroit. Detroit's in disarray, man. You already know they fired Patricia. They've been giving up a lot of points. And Ryan Tannehill, man, he's been hot, man. He's got 4 games in a row with at least 20 points. And the Lions on the season, they've given up an average of about 23 points per game to the quarterback. So Ryan Tannehill, to me, I feel is a can't miss this week.
Yeah, man. Detroit, and they playing at home outside. You're bringing a dome team outside in December. And the thing with Tannehill is he has King Henry back there. And King Henry makes the passing game so much easier because you know they can put 8 in the box. I'm with you on that one, man. But I'm going with Phillip Rivers again this week going against Houston. Houston's defense without Roby has been getting shredded here lately in the secondary. And I want to say they lost one of their safeties this week. They lose Akins. I think they lost Akins also. Man, their secondary is, like, really, really bad. And I think they're going to get shredded by Rivers. And, of course, Indy can run the ball, too. So the play-action game is going to be there. So if I had Phillip Rivers, I would start him with confidence, and I look for him to have a good game. I also wrote down Baker Mayfield, man. I know we killed Baker Mayfield last week, and he played a good game against Baltimore. And a lot of people were saying on Talk TV that Lamar Jackson outplayed Baker Mayfield. And me personally, if you watch football, I don't know how you came up with that conclusion that he outplayed Baker Mayfield. The only way you can say he outplayed Baker Mayfield is because his team won. Baker Mayfield was a better quarterback on that field that night. And I look for him to have an even big game against the Giants this weekend, too. All right, bro. Give me a running back or two you looking to start this week.
Man, I'm going with Mike Davis, bro, versus Green Bay. Carolina, they're going to be chasing points. But the big thing that makes Mike Davis is intriguing is he not only is he a good runner, but he really does well in the receiving game. And last week he had caught 5 or 6 for 42 yards. He had 51 yards rushing. But he's a dual threat. And the biggest thing, which I think is going to be mooted, it's going to really hurt the Green Bay in the playoffs, man, is they can't stop the run, man. They've given up an average to every running back this year, 100 yards. So that's something that, you know, if they don't shore up, it's going to come back and it's going to sit here. They had every running back but one score over 100 yards or a rush for over 100 yards. So if they can't get that shored up by the end of the season, they're not going to the Super Bowl. So definitely start Mike Davis with confidence this week.
My only part about Mike Davis, it won't be the rushing part. I think he'll be part of the passing game because I think they're going to get behind early, man. I don't think they're going to be able to stop Green Bay offense. So when you fall behind, you actually play it to Green Bay's hand because you can't run the ball no more. You basically have to throw the ball. So Carolina, if they fall behind early, Mike Davis will still be a factor because he catches the ball. But I don't think the rush yards going to be there. I think the pass yards will. But I'm going with J.K. Dobbins versus Jacksonville, man.
Okay.
I think this is a game that Lamar Jackson won't have to throw the ball. I think this is a game where Baltimore is just going to stick to the run game, and they're just going to run the ball down Jacksonville's throat after seeing what Henry did last week. You have Dobbins, Lamar Jackson, and Gus Edwards. And I look at J.K. Dobbins as being the running back that's probably going to benefit this week because he's more explosive. So I would probably go with J.K. Dobbins. And then I like James Conner going against Cincinnati on Monday night. We all know Pittsburgh can't run the ball, but they're going against Cincinnati. Cincinnati can't stop nobody. I mean, Zeke even looked good last week against Cincinnati. So if you got Conner, you definitely should play him. And if you got J.K. Dobbins, I'm looking at him as probably being an RB2 this week. So, yeah, man, I would go with Dobbins for sure this week. All right, bro. Give me a wide receiver or two that you're looking to start this week.
Man, you want me to give you two? I'm going with Brandon Ayuk versus Dallas. And I can swing around and get Calvin Ridley for Tampa Bay. And with Ayuk, man, this dude coming out of Arizona State, I had a feeling he was going to be special, man. This kid, him and what's his name, Mullins, they really have a great connection. And Dallas, you already know, is terrible versus the run. I mean, versus the pass. And Ayuk, man, he gets pretty much like double-digit, it seems, targets every week. Definitely go with him. And with Ridley, Jones is out this week. So going up against Tampa Bay, man, they could be had through the air. And with Jones out, somebody has to get those targets that Julio is going to be getting. In the last two games, really been over 100 yards. One of them versus the New Orleans Saints, which you don't have a great secondary. So I'm definitely confident he's going to have a great game this week too.
Oh, man, IU looked good against us, man. And actually, IU always looks good when Debo isn't playing because he fills in naturally into Debo's role as far as running the jet sweeps, the quick slants, the outs. He actually looked pretty good in Debo's role. So I don't blame you about IU. Really? I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, man. I think Atlanta's going to put points on the board. and I think really can get loose against Tampa Bay's cornerbacks if the offensive line can hold up. But I got Jarvis Landry going against the Giants. Ever since OBJ got hurt, man, Jarvis has been on fire, bro. He's become the number one third down threat, and his red zone targets have went up since OBJ got hurt. But the guy that you should start without any worries and full confidence is a guy that we kind of buried probably about week 11, week 12. I'm starting T.Y. Hilton going against Houston, man. T.Y. Hilton has risen up out the grave. Wipe this stuff off. Man, T.Y. Hilton has been on fire here lately. I would definitely start T.Y. I say T.Y. should probably have about 80 yards and a touchdown this week, if not more. So I would definitely be starting T.Y. Hilton this week. All right, bro. Give me a tight end you starting this week.
So a tight end, I'm starting, man, I'm starting Big Gronk, bro, going against Atlanta. Gronk, he to me, I think he makes the red zone go for Tampa Bay, man, because you already know sometimes that Mike Evans, he can be a little bit, you know, kind of wishy-washy, but Gronk has been consistent in the red zone all year. He's going to definitely get some opportunities this week with Tom Brady going up against Atlanta. Again, I think he's going to be solid this week, man.
Yeah, man. Gronk had a touchdown last week, didn't he? I want to say had a touchdown last week. Hey, but look, man, I'm going with Mark Andrews going against Jacksonville, man. I know I'm going heavy on Baltimore this week, but I think Baltimore is going to try to work on all their offensive flaws this week going against Jacksonville. I think they want to try to get Lamar passing game going because he has definitely struggled. If you watch the Monday night game, he had, what, like 67 yards going into the third quarter. That's terrible. But I think this week is the week that Andrews could actually show back up and give you a decent performance. But my start of the week, if you was able to pick up Kittle, put Kittle in with full confidence going against Dallas. He should be the number one target in the San Francisco passing game with Debo out. And I'm going out on a limb right now. He should at least have 100 yards receiving and a touchdown against Dallas defense on Sunday. If Kittle is 100% healthy, he's going to have a big game. And if you were lucky enough to pick him up, hey, I'm giving you an air high five right now, and he might carry you to the finals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey,
man.
I'm reading right here. They said Coach Shanahan said he won't play this week. But, like you said, I still would just keep an eye on it, though, just in case on Sunday anything changes.
Oh, so they sent him this week?
Yeah, they was telling he would not play week 15 versus the Cowboys. He was at least able to practice. But I tell you what, bro, there's one sleeper I would throw out there, y'all, if you can get him. That's Irv Smith for the Vikings. He had a good game last week. If you needed a tight end in a pinch, I definitely would grab Irv Smith or Logan Thomas if he's still available.
Yeah, man. Damn, Kittle. I like watching Kittle play, too.
Cool.
All right, bro. Give me a defense you're starting this week.
Man, the Rams versus them raggedy Jets, bro. You got the best, probably one of the best top two defenses going up against the worst offense in the league. This is going to be a laugher. I'll be surprised if they get past midfield, man. This is going to be probably a 20-point defensive point game right here. Just for starting the LA defense.
Man, What was it, 40-3 last week, Seattle? they lost to Seattle 40-3? Damn. God. Damn.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly, bro.
Hey, yeah, man. one defense I'm starting this week, I'm starting Miami's defense against Cam, man. Man, Cam has been struggling here this last couple weeks, dog. They said he might get Edelman back this week, but that don't mean nothing. Miami has a solid pass rush, and they got two good defensive backs on the outside. And Cam wide receivers are already borderline trash. So I would start Miami's defense. Cam might not turn the ball over, but I think he's going to get sacked a couple times. I don't think they're going to put a lot of points on the board. Plus, Flores is kind of familiar with the way New England does things. So,
yep.
I would definitely look at starting Miami against New England. Actually, I picked up Miami's defense this week. I cut somebody because I had New Orleans defense, and I just cut somebody and picked up Miami's defense. Because I'm not playing New Orleans against Kansas City. I also had Cleveland defense down. I said Cleveland's defense versus the Giants. Cleveland has a solid pass rush. If Colt McCoy play, Colt McCoy will get rid of the ball. He won't turn the ball over, but he will get sacked. So I think they have a chance of getting a lot of sacks. And when you get sacks, that means you can get fumbles. So I will start Cleveland defense against the Giants. All right, bro. Give me a sleeper that you're looking at this week.
Man, I'm looking at Jeff Wilson versus the Cowboys. Right now, Mostert, he's a little banged up. And Wilson, man, if he can get the start, Wilson produces, man. He had a spot start this early this year, and he exploded. So everybody knows the 49ers, they can and they will run the ball. I think they're going to run all over the Cowboys. And even if Mostert starts, I'm thinking Wilson, he'll still get enough volume that he can be able to score you double digits. So, definitely ride the wave with Wilson.
Yeah, man, I like Jeff Wilson Jr. It's just crazy how they find running backs. How you find Jeff Wilson Jr. and Raheem Mostert. How you find these guys, and they are – legit running backs in the NFL that nobody basically even heard of. My sleeper this week, I'm going with Leonard Fournette versus Atlanta, man. He's going to get the start. Shady McCoy is going to be the third down back. And I think this is a game where if Fournette wants to be a starting running back in the league next year, he has to show and prove this week against Atlanta. Atlanta's defense, they were pretty good when Raheem took over, but they have definitely came back down to earth. And I think this is a game where Fournette should be able to run the ball, man, because Tom Brady is out there and the pass game is so strong. And this is one of those games where I think you use the pass to set up the run. It's not one of those games where you use the run to set up the pass. Let Tom Brady come out there and air it out. And then you let Fournette take over. So, but my real sleeper this week, and I can't believe that my brother said this earlier, I'm going with Terry McLaurin against Seattle, man. Seattle pass defense still bad, man. They pass defense is still bad if you can hold up against their defensive line. I think our offensive line can hold up. And I think Terry McLaurin and Haskins, they do got kind of sort of a rapport. And I think Terry should have a decent day, man. Would I be surprised if he had 50 and a touchdown? No. Would I be surprised if he had 3 for 20? No. So it's like, that's why it's called a sleeper. So, But I do like McLaurin going against Seattle secondary. But the quarterback does scare me. But I think him and Terry played together in Ohio State. So maybe they can get something going on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, man. I mean, how do you think Haskins is going to fare, though? You think Haskins, after, you know, the long layoff, is going to play well versus Seattle?
Oh, man. All right, man. I'm gonna keep it a butt with you right now. All playoff lives depend on these next two games.
Mm-hmm.
If we win one of our next, actually we win one of our next three games, we should win the division. But the Giants on the tiebreaker against us, we on the tiebreaker against Dallas. We have to win one of these next two games. If we win these next two games, we definitely in. We definitely in. Haskins, all I need him to do. All right, Haskins, bruh, I know you probably not listening to this. Me and my brother, we are diehard Washington fans. All we need you to do, man, is embrace what Alex Smith was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to force the ball downfield, take the check down, and don't turn it over. Let the defense do what they've been doing, and things are going to work out. If we win this game 6-3, guess what? It's a win.
Mm-hmm.
Do not turn the ball over. Take a sack.
Hey, bro. This is a J.D. McKissick game. You check down, Charlie. Use J.D. McKissick in a short game. And just matriculate the ball down the field. And he'll be okay.
Yeah, you got to throw it to the running backs. You're going to have to use Gibson in the pass game. Use McKissick in the pass game. And you're going to have to Logan Thomas should definitely be used, and you got to use Sims on the sweeps, and you got to throw the jet screens to McLaurin, man. This is not one of those games where you want to come out here and showcase your arm. If he come out here and try to showcase his arm, we in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the backup is this week. He might be all we got.
I think so. I don't know who it is either, but
man.
Oh boy, he's gone for the years, bro. I don't know, man. I have to look that up, brother. I don't know who it is.
Oh man, bro. He might be all we got Sunday, dog. Woo.
Yeah, he
oh,
might be,
man.
Yeah,
the crazy part
has,
is, if we had Alex Smith, I would pick us to win. If we had Alex Smith, I would pick us to win with no doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. I mean, if he was healthy, Alex Smith, I would start him versus and Carolina the next game. And he could get you decent points, man. But, hey, bro, I know you like to end it like this, man. What is your strategy, man, that you would recommend going and putting in this next game for everybody?
All right, last week I told everybody go with their gut. This week I'm telling everybody go with your matchups. This is the week that you have to go on your matchups. Your lineup should be strategic based on matchup. If you got a guy with a good matchup, put him in your lineup. If you got a guy with a bad matchup, sit him on the bench. You can't be afraid to put star players on the bench when they got a bad matchup. I'm not saying put Dalvin Cook on the bench. I'm not saying put King Henry on the bench. I'm just saying if you got, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Most people probably took him in the first round. I would put him on the bench if I could go elsewhere. If I got somebody else I would play Mike Davis over Clyde Edwards-Helaire this week. That's just
mm-hmm.
This week is based on matchup. Not good. Go off matchup this week. What about you?
Man, biggest thing I would give for everybody is make sure you keep up with your injury report. Especially now with COVID, because, you know, I don't have Ronald Jones personally in none of my leagues, but I didn't know he was out. But you gotta keep an eye on the injury report, because that's how you can get your advantages. The reason you want those injury reports, guys, is for your defense that the player is going against. Because if they have key people out on the secondary, then you maybe can start that wide receiver with more confidence than if the starters were in there. So you really want to make sure that you take a look at the injury reports so you can take advantage of those key matchups you may be needing.
Yeah, with that being said, man, for Baltimore's defense, Marlon Humphreys is going to be out. I think he's going to be out this week. Nah, Jimmy Smith is out. Marcus Stevens is listed as questionable. Tremont Williams. Basically, their whole secondary is questionable for the weekend.
Yep.
So, let's say if you own DJ Shark.
Mm-hmm.
I might play DJ Shark against Jacksonville because of their injury problem. You know what I'm saying? So, like Bro said, you got to keep an eye on the inactives and the actives. And you might have to get up early on Sunday, you know, see what everybody's talking about, how your alert's on, especially if you go to church before the games, so that, you know, you can make your lineup changes. So, you know, we ain't saying fantasy football over God, but one thing I'm saying is if you carry your phone in and you get your alerts, you might want to sneak a peek to see what's going on. That's all I'm saying. But look, man. Another Friday Night Fire, you know, talked about a lot tonight about our starts and sits, what me and my bro think you should do as far as going about start setting your lineups. And good luck. I mean, if you playing this weekend, hey, you made it to the semifinals, you probably one of four teams, hey, standing. Hey, good luck. We'll be back next week. We'll actually talk about what day we'll be back next week, because Friday is Christmas. So we might just chat on the text, and then I'll just put out a tweet or something about our starts and sets. Or we might do a Thursday night show. I don't know. I'll get with my brothers, and we'll let y'all know. But all right, bro, you have a good weekend, bro. Stay safe. Tell the family I love them. And,
absolutely.
Hey, be good, man. Me and my bro, out. Big Bro probably be back next week. And, man, everybody probably got their championship games next week, so I'm quite sure y'all will want our thoughts on championship week. But everybody have a good Friday. Take care. Be good. As always, in closing out the show, we always want to say peace.
Peace.